Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak. A tossing and a turn. Well, I ain't had no sleep, oh baby. What roads all I've taken?
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know.
Oh yeah, that's getting it going here. That's the King with I Gotta Know. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett. Where's, well, do it in your Batman voice.
Where's Dalton?
Yeah, where is Dalton? He's just missing. Have you filed a missing persons report on Dalton?
No.
Okay. He'll show up.
He usually does.
He'll stumble in. It's Friday, guys. Let's do it. Friday. Well, I hobbled into the studio this morning, but it's so good to be in the studio live right here.
Yeah, filling the air.
I don't know how long I'll have a cane. I hope by December 6th I won't have a cane anymore.
What happens on that day?
I think I'm going to a football game, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, December 6th. Okay. I didn't know if there was like a doctor's appointment or something.
Oh, no.
You're just
this is what they told me about therapy. Medically do it as long as you need.
Okay.
I'll be in therapy for like 4 years. But
and I guess that's the same thing with a walking aid. You just use it until you don't feel like you need to.
It's really frustrating too, because when you go to therapy, you go twice a week, and like I have it on Thursdays, and then on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you start feeling pretty good. You know, mm-hmm. The leg's starting to, oh yeah, okay. Then you go back to therapy the next week, boom, you're right back, kind of 2 steps forward, 3 steps back kind of thing, you know. And they're working on my quads right now. Working on my quads, man.
Well, I noticed you looked awfully svelte this morning.
But the hip runs all the way down to the knee.
You're going to have to stop wearing shorts if you're going to, you know, work on your quads.
And you know, I'm just going to ignore that. And how they look at I had the knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think in the process, as I was getting that, they're trying to move my kneecap a little bit over and get it loosened up, because I think it got stagnant as I was having hip trouble. So I wasn't using the kneecap as much as I should have. So, whole new ball game.
Could you imagine not having a kneecap?
I've seen people break their kneecap. My sister broke her kneecap.
My dad didn't have a kneecap.
Really?
He had, I was 10 or 11, 12, somewhere in there, and he had a bad accident.
Did he limp?
And his kneecap was crushed. And so when they did the knee surgery, they just didn't put it back. And so he didn't have a kneecap.
How did he walk? I mean,
just perfectly fine. You don't have to have the kneecap. I think it's more of a protection on the stuff inside.
Oh, I got you.
I thought the same thing. Why doesn't he have a kneecap? But he, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm certainly tired of walking with a cane, and I'm certainly tired of limping. It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
So I had about a 6 week grace period where I was feeling pretty good, and then the hip started. They showed me. I think I told you this the other day. They showed me the X-ray of the hip, and you can see it clear as day with the new hip.
Mm-hmm.
The other hip, you can't see. It's like a clouded, it's like a dust storm. You can't see it. It's arthritis going in. Join us again tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of John is Getting Old. All right, 6 days until Thanksgiving.
I wasn't ready. I was goofing off here. Oh, there we go. Yeah,
34 days until Christmas. Hope to have Santa soon. Maybe next week.
Oh, really?
I hope so.
Yeah.
He's got a busy schedule. We've almost waited too late.
I know.
And I got to wait till Dalton gets back.
Well, geez. When is that going to happen?
Where's Dalton? MTSU hosts Sam Houston on Saturday. That's 12:30 p.m. airtime. That's the last home game of the year for him. High school football playoffs continue tomorrow on WGNS. This weekend, Vandy hosts Kentucky. Tennessee is at Florida. And the Titans host Seattle. So a lot of football. And it's going to be that way till we get to the Super Bowl. So, playoffs start in December, pretty big.
When is their season finally over?
February. I think it goes to February now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Some say September is when it was over.
Oh, Titans?
Yeah.
Oh, it was over. Yeah. When was the first exhibition game?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And so we've got a lot to do, and we're going to also have What Are We Watching? We'll do a little trivia today. And, of course, our dad joke's coming up along with Today in History, and we'll celebrate birthdays as we always do. John and Brian all morning long with you here on the Big G. It's 6:17. Time to take our first look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today, showers in the area. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 60. And then a few showers can linger into Saturday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Houston Texans held on to defeat the Buffalo Bills 23-19, and Houston's defense was all over Josh Allen. He completed 25 of 35 passes for 262 yards and two interceptions. Allen was also sacked a career high 8 times. Houston, after starting 0-3, has won 3 in a row with Davis Mills in at quarterback and improved to 6-5, while Buffalo falls to 7-4. In the NBA, Tyrese Maxey dropped 54 points as the 76ers topped the Bucks 123-114. In overtime, the Grizzlies crushed the Kings 137-96. Sacramento has lost 8 in a row. Magic outscored the Clippers 129-101. LA is 1-9 in their last 10 games. And the Spurs beat the Hawks 135-126. In the NHL, Alex Ovechkin had a hat trick, the 33rd of his career, and the Capitals outscored the Canadiens 8-4, while the Senators edged the Ducks 3-2.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. It's a Friday, episode 1794. I know you're waiting for the song of the day today, and here it is. The only 6 TV show theme songs to reach number one. This is the next to last one, I guess?
Yes, this one was tied with our song yesterday. It was on the charts for 2 weeks in a row.
This is The Sound of Philadelphia featuring the 3 Degrees, and it's the theme song to Soul Train. I can remember that Soul Train line right now. It's Soul Train. Remember the little choo-choo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't know it. That was a little bit before your time, but
it was still on in the 80s when I was a kid, I know.
I guess it reached that early in 1974, April 6th. Song of the day. Speaking of which, we're powered by number one group. You know who they are?
What a transition.
Yep, Middle Tennessee Electric. Get into the holiday spirit in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual tree lighting powered by MTE. It's Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy caroling, a visit from Santa, and the magic of the tree lighting. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro on December 5th. I always talk about Amy because Amy has the greatest radio voice of anybody. I just need to compliment her.
She does.
I mean, I think she's done it so long now that she's got it. She's got what it takes.
She has broken into the podcasting. They do the podcast.
I'm thinking she could really break her regular salary, leave MTE, come here and do this show for, what, $20 a month, $20 a week?
Ooh, that's a little steep for us, isn't it? What do you make?
It would be a raise for her, for sure.
Well, it would be a raise for her, considering what you get, but
I don't think she could take the pay cut.
I don't know. I would think maybe if she's on retirement, that's what we do.
She doesn't come in anymore, though. She usually does it by phone.
It's usually. This job is perfect if you're retired and drawing your Social Security and don't have to have any money. And just
so
want
is that
a hobby.
Why the round table, the average age of the round table host is 70. Like 73?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. Dominique Watts is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being there for friends and family and the compassion she shows in all she does. Dominique Watts will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and, of course, WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor Spotlight, presented by SRM Concrete. They're locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
Send in those good neighbors and birthdays. Text 615-893-1450. Well, you can tell we're getting close to Thanksgiving. It's National Stuffing Day, it's Pumpkin Pie Day, and National Cranberry Day.
When's National Dressing Day, huh?
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town, MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. Memphis police say copper thieves broke into the vacant former home of the Commercial Appeal newspaper and stripped out an estimated $50,000 worth of copper. They responded to the vacant building this week on a tip. Police say once inside, they heard a generator running, detected a burning smell, and saw cut wires inside electrical boxes, but they didn't find anyone inside. A suspect has been detained following a description from a tipster. A security guard tells police about $20,000 in damage was done to the building and $50,000 worth of copper was stolen. Fellow officers, neighbors, and friends are praying for the quick recovery of the McNary County Sheriff following a serious car crash yesterday. Sheriff Guy Buck was on his way to work when he was hit head-on by a semi-truck carrying logs. Sheriff Buck was rushed to Magnolia Regional Health Center in Corinth. He is said to be in stable condition. The log truck driver was not injured. The Tennessee Highway Patrol is continuing their investigation into the crash.
When a warrior faces adversity, he fights through it. He finds a way. Freedom isn't free. Rolling strong. Belief. Believe you can, and you will.
Wheelchairs for Warriors provides mobility solutions to veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty. Join the mission and visit wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
A 14-year-old has been arrested for reportedly leading authorities in Wilson County on a chase in a stolen vehicle. The Lebanon Police Department says SafeNet license plate recognition systems alerted officers about a Hyundai Sonata that was taken from Nashville earlier in the day. Police say once located, the vehicle fled onto Interstate 40 West. Officers reportedly stopped the car near the Interstate 840 interchange. Two young people, including the 14-year-old driver, were arrested on a list of charges. No one was reported injured. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good neighbor events coming up after Rewind and another check of the forecast. And our first look at traffic coming up in a few minutes as well. And all we do is advise you every morning to be safe and out there and drive carefully. Also, one thing you have to watch out now this time of year is fog. And frost and a little patchy ice. Black ice can be deadly. Be careful. We haven't had any snow, but it did snow the other day. Do you remember that?
I do. I think it's...
They got to go quite a bit in East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting winter, I have a feeling.
Think it's going to be wet?
I
think here's my prediction. We're going to have one big snow... But not as big as some of the we've had in the past, like 8 inches. We're going to have about a 4 or 5 inch snow and one little bitty one.
Yeah.
I think we'll have snow, but I don't think we'll have accumulation because we'll be coming in from warmer weather to colder weather, that kind of thing.
There, you know, you look back over similar years, right? Of what the pattern is showing, and one of those similar years is the 88 to 89 winter. And I remember that one because that was, I was a kid and I remember that was the year that it got so cold that when you were breathing, it felt like your nose had ice crystals in it. You know, it was that cold outside. And, another one of those analogs was the year, I think it was 93, 94. And we had that big ice storm. That's something that we haven't had in a while, and that's scary.
I hate ice storms.
Yeah. And we may be due for one, so I don't know. We'll see.
Thank you, Mr. Good News.
Well, I'm just saying, I think it could be an interesting winter. It may be a little bit a scotch warmer, but sometimes that could mean...
A scotch warmer?
Yeah.
Jeez, I need to look that word up. A tad, does that mean a tad?
A tad.
Okay.
I think next week could get interesting in terms of cold and
oh,
such.
Oh, no. Wow. Why did I bring this up to you? Hey, did you hear the Farmer Almanac's not going to...
I know.
Not going to exist anymore?
I'm sad.
Going to quit publishing.
I've had this for like several days. Yeah, so the 2026 was the 208th Farmer's Almanac.
Why are they... Lack of funds or... Does it say?
The decision to call it quits was made due to increasing financial challenges of producing and distributing the almanac in today's media environment. I mean, everything's online now.
Yeah.
And it was an actual book. And they did a website. Now, there are two almanacs. You've got the Farmer's Almanac and then the Old Farmer's Almanac. And this is the Farmer's Almanac. So, not the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Okay, so we still have hope.
I think there's still one out there.
All right. Time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Back in time.
Boy, a long list of things that happened on this date, November 21st. It is 1787. Andrew Jackson admitted to the bar. Now, I don't know if it was happy hour, but just kidding.
Different bar.
Yeah, different bar. Sorry about that, folks. 1931 horror film Frankenstein is released, starring Boris Karloff as the monster. 1946, The Best Years of Our Lives, film directed by William Wyler, starring Myrna Loy and Frederick March. It was the Academy Award's Best Picture of 1947. If you ever get a chance to watch that movie, watch it. It's in black and white, I know, Brian, but it's and the acting is a little over it's kind of bad, but it's a great movie. 1963, U.S. President John Kennedy flies to Texas and is assassinated the next day. In 1968, the Supremes and the Temptations release I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. In 1976, Rocky, directed by John Avildsen and starring Sylvester Stallone, premieres in New York. It was the best picture of 1977.
Adrian! Go, Adrian!
1980, the TV show Dallas episode Who Done It reveals Who Shot JR gets a then-record 53.3 rating. That's 76% of television watchers in the United States.
Crazy. There was a long list of who wanted to shoot JR.
Yeah, it turned out to be Sue Ellen's sister, in case you didn't know. 1981, Olivia Newton-John's Physical single goes number one and stays there for 10 weeks.
Get physical, physical. I wanna get physical. Let's get into physical.
Well, thanks for ruining that song, Brian.
Sorry.
And in 2013, Happy, the single released by Pharrell Williams, or Pharrell Williams, Billboard Song of the Year in 2014.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along.
Brian, are you happy?
Not really.
You're never happy, are you? Until little Elena comes and visits.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, well, at least you have a heart, I wasn't for sure. Coming up next is Brandon Brooks with a Rewind. We've got much more to come with the Wake Up Crew. You're listening to the Big G. That's WGNS Radio, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Stay right here with us. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
November 21st, 1955. Sun Records agrees to sell Elvis Presley's recording contract to RCA for an unprecedented $40,000. And November 21st, 1986.
The first animated feature film presented by Steven Spielberg.
The release of An American Tale.
The story of one family's journey to America. And Fievel, their son, who got lost along the way.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today, showers in the area. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 60. And then a few showers can linger into Saturday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning. We had a terrible crash overnight. They're still out here with it, involving an 18-wheeler and a couple of cars. The truck is still up on the hill here, and everybody's looking at it on 24 eastbound at Briley Parkway. Again, it's just been a mess over here in Antioch this morning going eastbound on 24. Now that westbound traffic's starting to build in this area as well, coming up through Antioch, dealing with some wet driving conditions this morning. Please allow yourself extra time out here and slow it down. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. There's a free concert at MTSU's Wright Music Building this Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. It includes Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, along with Respighi's Pines of Rome. and the Prince Igor Overture and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Again, the free concert, 8 o'clock this coming Sunday night at MTSU's Wright Music Building. We're in the holiday season, and that sometimes brings challenges. There's a free grief support meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. The St. Clair Center is at 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. Give the gift of life, especially this time of year. Phone the Red Cross, 800-RED-CROSS, and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. And this is the final weekend to enjoy West Side Story at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro through this Sunday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it. Looked like I was looking through real dirty glass. And I was having trouble driving. The lights glared. And it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple. It was so easy. Never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39, we have one of our listeners, Daryl Rigsby. We're using his jokes this week to kind of really just give Brian a vacation. He's got a lot of football going on, basketball, running the station. I mean, it's just a whirlwind right now. So we thought we'd do this to help him out a little bit where he doesn't have to worry about it. Although the last four or five jokes you had done have been standout. Really good.
Well, I do promise to be a little more alert. Okay. Make sure that I pay attention. Well, this one, I have a job to do.
Well, this one won't be quite as bad, I think.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
What do you call two guys hanging from a window?
I'm not sure.
A curtain rod. Kurt and Rod.
Kurt and Rod. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
You even smiled.
I did.
So, this is where you score it.
I will go thumbs up. I don't think it was as funny as yesterday.
Really?
Once I got it.
Oh. Okay. I thought it was a thumbs plus plus. Okay, thumbs up.
Oh, plus plus.
Thumbs up. That's good. I'm not going to complain. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay right here with us on a Friday.
CBS News Brief. The White House is defending President Trump for accusing Democratic lawmakers of seditious behavior punishable by death over a video encouraging military members to ignore illegal orders. The president's spokeswoman, Caroline Leavitt.
To suggest and encourage that active duty service members defy the chain of command is a very dangerous thing for sitting members of Congress to do. and they should be held accountable.
Leavitt says a, quote, communist will be at the White House today. New York's newly elected Democratic Socialist Mayor Zohran Mamdani meets with the president. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
This is something, speaking to reporters on Thursday, that Mamdani said is customary for the mayor of America's biggest city to do.
New information on the deadly UPS cargo plane crash in Kentucky. Correspondent Chris Van Cleef.
The newly released NTSB preliminary report says investigators found evidence of fatigue cracks in the metal components attaching the engine to the wing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A Murfreesboro Police Correction has refocused efforts in the ongoing search for missing 16-year-old Kai Manny Tindall, who was last seen leaving Siegel High School on October the 28th. Authorities initially reported that he had been located, but the department clarified Wednesday morning that Tindall remains missing due to miscommunication. Surveillance footage reportedly shows him getting into a white vehicle with an unknown person. There's no known license plate or identity of the driver. Tindall is described as 5'9" and approximately 131 pounds. He was last seen wearing a light blue Mario Brothers sweatpants and a white t-shirt. He's listed in the National Crime and Information Center database as a missing runaway. Murfreesboro investigators continue to ask for the public's assistance, and anyone with information should contact Detective Hoffmeister at 629-201-5587. Meanwhile, Tennessee is mourning the sudden loss of State Representative Jeff Buckhart, who passed away at the age of 63. Representing Montgomery County's District 75, Buckhart was praised for his service in the General Assembly and earlier roles as a Clarksville firefighter and city councilman. Tributes have poured in from both Republican and Democratic leaders across the state, highlighting his humility, dedication, and impact on infrastructure, education, and public safety. A funeral service will be held at Hilldale Church of Christ on Wednesday, November 19th, following 2 days of visitation. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations to Feeding America and the 917 Society, two causes close to his heart. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet, and that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. The Fentress County Sheriff has been arrested on charges related to document tampering, according to the TBI. Sheriff Michael Bigfoot Reagan was arrested Thursday and booked into his own county's jail. WATE reports Reagan could face decertification by the Tennessee Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. This after a state investigator discovered he had an employee complete several online training courses for him. It's unclear if the charge Reagan is now facing is connected to that investigation. He was booked and quickly released on one charge of records tampering. The Tennessee Department of Education has announced key dates for the application process for the school voucher program. This for the 2026-27 school year. Among these key dates, December 9th, that's when the application window opens for renewal applications for students currently in the scholarship program. January 13th, that's when the window opens for all new applications. And January 30th, that's when the window closes for all the rest of the applications. This will be the state's second year of the Education Freedom Scholarship Program. More news in 30 seconds.
When a warrior faces adversity, he fights through it. He finds a way. Freedom isn't free. Rolling strong. Belief. Believe you can and you will.
Wheelchairs for Warriors provides mobility solutions to veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty. Join the mission and visit wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
First Memphis, now Knoxville, is trying a program to make bus rides free in the downtown area. Knoxville Area Transit will soon offer free bus rides on Route 1 in the downtown connector. This was one of several proposals approved by the Knoxville Transportation Authority Thursday. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and it is Friday. And again, the high school football playoffs continue tonight. And MTSU hosts Sam Houston tomorrow, 12:30 airtime for that one. It's the last home game, by the way. And you've got Vandy in Kentucky, Tennessee at Florida, Titans on Sunday hosting Seattle. So getting down to the end of football. Did you happen to, I don't know if you're into this kind of thing, did you happen to see the Northern Lights?
I did, actually.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I figured you might be into that. Now, how did you go about doing that? Did you use your camera, your phone?
You couldn't see it with just your naked eye.
Yeah.
You had to use, your camera. And all the kids started, and we've got a little group text with the kids, and
The kids?
Bobby and...
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey and Dalton, yeah. And Megan and me. And so I think Dalton and Megan were the first ones to send a picture. And then I went outside and I took one, and it was pretty decent. Now, my buddy Justin Bailey, he lives in Las Casas. And so it's country out there and a lot darker.
Did you say buddy?
Yeah.
You have a buddy?
Yeah, my Rutherford weather friend.
Oh, I thought Justin. I was the only friend you had. Okay.
He took a picture in the Las Casas area where he lives, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It was all red and yellow, and it was really pretty.
So how does yours look? How did yours come out? Tell us how you did it. You go outside.
And I look north.
North.
And
did you have a compass, or did you know where north was?
I know.
Okay. You're a weather guy. Yeah.
And I just snapped a photo. Luckily, when I'm looking that way, I'm looking toward Walter Hill, and it's darker there. When Bobby, and living near Lebanon, when they look north, they're looking toward Lebanon. You've got the city lights that kind of pollute the air, so they couldn't really see it from their vantage point.
Yeah.
But, and just use your camera and look at it through that and snap a picture. And it was...
Don't you have to put it on a revolution or some kind of 10-second something?
My phone did it automatically.
Oh,
it's kind of the low light mode.
Yeah. How did it turn out?
Mine was okay. It wasn't like Justin's. His was really pretty. But
well, he is a trained weather.
That is true. And mine had some reds and yellows and a little blue in there, but it was pretty. The Aurora Borealis.
Now, how often does that happen?
It only happens when we have a geomagnetic storm on the sun.
Okay. So how often does that happen?
Well, they're unpredictable.
Oh,
I see. It's one of those things that was just an eruption of extra energy from the sun. And what causes that is when that energy hits our geomagnetic field around the Earth, it causes the light.
You have to have good weather for that too, don't you? I mean,
you need clear skies. Yeah. Clouds.
Well, it was perfect then, wasn't it? Those 3 days. Maybe not the third day, but the first 2 days were pretty good, I guess.
This one, they grade them G1 to G5 in terms of the severity. This was a G4, and it can cause headaches. It can cause disruption in satellite reception for like our networks. Can cause cell phone interruption. Back in the 1800s, when they used the telegraph, they had such a big geomagnetic storm that it caught telegraphs across the country on fire.
Can it cause your knee to hurt?
It can cause aches and pains, from what I hear, and depression. That
maybe
kind of
that's
thing.
What's been my problem.
It could be.
You know, didn't need the therapy.
Well,
after all. Let's go to some birthdays today. You've got some celebrity birthdays and also local birthdays to celebrate.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1694, Voltaire, the French writer, philosopher, and playwright, was born. 1785, William Beaumont, American surgeon and father of gastric physiology, born in Lebanon, Connecticut. In 1860, Tom Horn, American gunman and outlaw, born in Scotland County, Missouri. 1920, Stan Musial, American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder. Now listen to this. He was a All-Star 24 times, was in the World Series in 42, 44, and 46, the National MVP in 1943, 46, and 48, the seven-time National League batting champion of the Cardinals, born in Denora, Pennsylvania. That is a lot of trophies.
The only bad part is he was a St. Louis Cardinal.
Yeah, I understand. 1933, Gene Shepherd, American country singer, born in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma.
If teardrops were silver, oh, how I'd shine.
In 1965, Bjork, Icelandic singer, born in Iceland.
Bump into things like someone in love.
In 1969, Ken Griffey Jr., American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder, 13-time All-Star, and American League MVP in 1997. His career was cut short a little bit by injuries. Still hit over 600 home runs. In 1985, Carly Rae Jepsen, a Canadian singer born in British Columbia.
What happened was, we reached the moon. But lost in space, I think we got there all too soon. But you know what?
What?
I'm coming.
Let that go ahead and play while I do the birthdays.
Okay.
I like it. I'm digging it, man. Today, Danny Tolleson, Elena Donde, Amy Polina, and Ann Cross have birthdays today. Tomorrow, Rick Thigpen, Joe Palmer, Ryan Williamson, and Tommy Thomason. I think Rick Thigpen, that's my boy. I went to school with him.
All right. Well, you can add to our birthday list. Call or text 615-893-1450.
655 on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today, showers in the area. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 60. And then a few showers can linger into Saturday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Morning to still working with this truck crash out here. It happened overnight on 24 eastbound at Briley Parkway. Again, they opened up all lanes of traffic, which is good. Actually, it's flowing better now on 24 here in Antioch, going eastbound at Briley Parkway as it starts to get busy now in the westbound lanes coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Antioch. Still a lot of fog out here and some rain moving through Dixon County, Kingston Springs area. Could affect your drive down I-40. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga, stretch, and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
CBS Entertainment Wicked for Good is set to have a huge open this weekend. Just don't look for Ariana Grande at any showings.
The Wicked Witch of the West is dead.
It looks like Ariana got COVID during the press tour for Wicked for Good. On her Instagram, she posted a snap of her on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that read, "Moments before COVID." Needless to say, Ariana bailed on all interviews after that.
Chadwick, you channeled the divine.
An emotional Viola Davis at the unveiling of Chadwick Boseman's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Thursday. The Black Panther star died just a little over 5 years ago. Also in attendance, Simone Ledward Boseman, his wife, and Black Panther director Ryan Coogler.
Wakanda forever!
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. It's Friday. Hope you are having a great day so far. Dominique Watts is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being there for friends and family and the compassion she shows in all she does. Dominique Watts is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and Jenny Harrison and the Big G, that's right, WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is presented by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
Send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those into us as well. You can even throw them in the mail if you want. And birthdays, anniversaries, you got about a half an hour to let us know anybody celebrating today, the 21st, tomorrow, the 22nd. And we'll highlight them in about an hour on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
More Wake Up Crew follows the news. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Battle over Democratic video.
You can refuse illegal orders.
Trump to meet New York City's next mayor.
We have a communist coming to the White House.
Thanksgiving travel rush.
Airlines are ready. Air traffic controllers are back. The skies are safe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump accuses a group of Democrats of sedition, a crime that he says is punishable by death. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it follows a video the six Democrats released.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law.
This is the video that sparked President Trump's threats.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Early Thursday, he accused these six Democratic lawmakers, all veterans of the military or intelligence community, of seditious behavior, punishable by death. The comments outraged members of Congress.
I don't think it's a really good idea to talk about jailing your political opponents or hanging them or whatever else.
Democratic leadership sought extra security for the lawmakers in the video. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan said she received hundreds of threats.
I'm not going to shut up because Donald Trump is threatening me.
While the president posted several times about arresting and trying lawmakers for seditious acts, the White House later clarified he doesn't want to execute members of Congress.
New York City's mayor-elect has called himself Donald Trump's worst nightmare. Trump has called him a nut job. Today, they can look each other in the eye.
So Ron Mamdani calls himself a Democratic socialist. President Trump and White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt called him something else.
We have a communist coming to the White House.
This follows the president's threat to hold back federal funding if Mamdani won the election. Secretary Leavitt seemed to pull back on that threat.
President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities.
Mamdani says he plans to discuss ways to make New York City more affordable. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Thanksgiving holiday travel rush gets going today. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports most of us will drive, but attention will be focused on airports.
United says today will actually be their busiest day leading up to Thanksgiving. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, also very busy as millions of people are trying to stretch that holiday weekend just a little bit longer, perhaps making it a 10-day vacation. United says it plans to fly more than 6 million people during the holiday. That's up about 300,000 from last year, making it the airline's busiest Thanksgiving ever. Meanwhile, American Airlines has nearly 81,000 flights scheduled. Now, there is some booking data that indicates travel headaches caused during the government shutdown may have put a little bit of a dent into those predictions as the pace of bookings did slow in November. And some airports report they are still getting back to normal in terms of TSA staffing. Still, the airlines are confident they are ready for the rush and believe they will be near or at or above record levels. They've added about 45,000 seats this year compared to last year. Of course, the busiest days, if you're flying, will come after Thanksgiving, with the Sunday after Thanksgiving probably the busiest at the airports and maybe the busiest ever.
Correspondent Jason Allen is in Texas covering the impact from a major storm.
Bro, I'm swimming.
Flash flooding overwhelmed roads across the state of Texas Thursday as a storm system dropped more than 10 inches of rain in several hours on some parts of central Texas. The quick and consistent onslaught of rain caused the nearby San Saba River to raise by more than 10 feet.
And it's rain, folks. It's rain a lot.
County Commissioner Tyler Wright says the community is still cleaning up from the deadly flash flooding that swept through the region, killing more than 130 people in July.
We've got Christmas decorations set up. That stuff is in the heart of the floodway. And that stuff's going to, it's going to be gone more than likely.
A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to end its months-long deployment of National Guard troops in the nation's capital. The order is on hold pending an appeal. In Charlotte, local officials announced the end of the federal immigration crackdown there, but Homeland Security says it's still going on. Overseas, the Kremlin today warned Ukraine's President Zelensky to enter negotiations now or lose more territory in the wake of a new 28-point U.S. plan. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Coast Guard is changing course, again classifying swastikas and nooses as hate symbols.
That was the agency's stand for years until last week when it issued a policy document calling those symbols potentially divisive. Yesterday, the Washington Post reported the change. Hours later, the Coast Guard issued a new memorandum that again calls swastikas, nooses, and flags adopted by hate-based groups as prohibited hate symbols. The Coast Guard says those symbols undermine unit cohesion. One Coast Guard official told the Post the agency doesn't deserve the trust of the nation if it's unclear about the divisiveness of swastikas. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The CDC has changed its website to say vaccines may cause autism, but a heading on the site disputes that. WSB radio reporter Sabrina Cupid.
The website now says the claim vaccines do not cause autism is not an evidence-based claim because the studies have not ruled out the possibility that infant vaccines cause autism. It adds that health authorities have ignored studies supporting the link between the two. But in a bold heading, the website still says vaccines do not cause autism.
The Trump administration's proposing new oil drilling off California and Florida for the first time in decades.
The Interior Department's plan calls for offshore lease sales along the California coast and new drilling 100 miles off Florida's west coast. There's strong opposition from California Governor Gavin Newsom and bipartisan opposition in Florida, including from Republicans Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott. Tourism and access to clean beaches are key parts of the economy in both states. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Driverless taxis are getting set to roll in several cities.
Waymo says it has big plans to expand self-driving taxis to cities including Orlando, Minneapolis, Tampa, and here in New Orleans.
People would be interested in it. There's no doubt about it.
University of New Orleans business professor Mark Rosa says it can be successful, and while some may fear the technology, he says
there's going to be a pricing advantage by going with the driverless.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Now to Thailand.
Miss Universe is Mexico!
Miss Mexico was crowned Miss Universe. She dramatically walked out earlier this month when she was criticized and insulted by the event organizer. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
7:09. Good morning, everybody, from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today, showers in the area. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 60. And then a few showers can linger into Saturday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Wrapping up this rain out here in Antioch on 24 eastbound at Briley Parkway. Some heavy rain out here. Allow yourself extra time. We're going to have to put up with that for a little while here in rush hour traffic with that rain, standing water on main and secondary arteries. 40 east starting to build on the west side. There as you come past 46th Avenue, 65 south already slow at Trinity Lane, building 24 up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Get up!
All right, welcome in.
Yeah,
it's Friday.
Woo!
Sing along with us here, James Brown. It's Friday. Glad you're with us here. It's the 21st day of November. Guess what? Next week, it's not even on the sheet today, but I know we've been celebrating it all week long. It is Thanksgiving break. Today's the last day before a week out of school. It's like spring break. It's like Woo-hoo! Fall break. It's Thanksgiving break. It is a week, and that makes today being this special Friday all the more better.
It's Friday.
More better. I need to go back to school.
I taught you better than that.
It's Friday.
Is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's fun.
I've just got to share. So, I don't know.
Are you sure you want to share? This gets us in trouble when you start sharing.
It's been about a year and a half ago or so. I made, and our engineer, our great engineer, Matt Aaron, actually wired it into this new console. But there's a light outside the studio door that says on air. And you both you and I, just today, just now,
noticed it
when I was turned around looking.
I have never noticed it till today.
Isn't that
In
weird?
Fact, just about 30 minutes ago.
What is the difference?
I don't know. Maybe Dalton's always standing there.
Oh, maybe so.
For me.
So the light is on now. When I turn the mics off, see, the light goes on and off. So when the light's off, we're not on air, you know. So
I guess I'm probably looking at my script to try to figure out, you know, I'm looking at it in my information sheet to make sure I'm not paying attention to the outside. But today I was just staring out there and go, aliens are out by the door.
Well, I had to turn around to look. That's my problem.
I know.
But, yeah.
And you helped put it together.
I made it, actually.
Yeah. I mean.
Somebody last week.
Matt has been with us how long? I can't believe that. You said a year. It's been longer than a year, though, hasn't it? I guess.
Well, it's probably been maybe 2 years since we put this console in.
Wow.
Someone asked me about that. I know who it was. It was Sarah Callender. She was asking. She said, "Do you have an extra on-air light, whatever?" I said, "Well, no. Actually, I had to make the one that we have." And I pointed to it, and she said, "Well, that's cool. How did you do that?" That is
Are you going to tell us now how you did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is an LED RV light that you put like into RVs if you rewired or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's an LED light, and I just put red vinyl letters over the top of it that says on air, and so when it turns on, it's that.
You're amazing.
I did that because the light cost $20 versus $200 for a light that says on the air.
Of course, we knew that's probably the reason why.
Well, you know, I had to say, we have such high-paid talent around here. I had to do something to save money.
Well, we should be high paid, but we're not.
So you're saying the place that would have someone make a light for $20 versus buy a light?
Well, you know how all these local stations are making cuts in, you know, in personnel? You make a cut in personnel, you're only going to be you here.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's already run thinly, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And what you're paying us isn't going to hurt you.
I don't know.
Sometimes I feel like I'm negative for the month. If I buy a light or buy a lamp or anything I bring in or...
Well, if you buy anything, you are in the negative.
Yeah.
Don't figure up what... If you go to the concession stand at a ball game, pretty much with that and gas, you've blown what you're getting paid.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the new me next year.
The new you?
Yeah. No concession stands for me.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm going to bring something from home.
Now, next year, is that like 2026 when we start basketball, district playing?
Yeah. So it's really probably going to be already started. Mm. Chattanooga, I hope to get a meal since that'll be my debut back to football. If we go.
Okay.
Let me put up a question mark there. If we go.
Okay.
I'm hoping one of these boys, the coaching ranks, gets us there.
We'll have to see. We do have
Song of the Day.
Yes. Next week, not a lot going on during the week. Lots of MTSU stuff next week. Chip Walters has a tough task of going to the Cayman Islands right before Thanksgiving. The men are playing down there.
Wow.
Yeah, tough gig. But we will not have a coach's show. We will have one tomorrow, but not the following Saturday. Okay? Being the Small Business Saturday and the Thanksgiving weekend. So, with that being said, Song of the Day. We have been doing songs that have reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Monday will be the absolute number one song, and the reason it's the absolute number one song is because it was on the charts for 3 weeks in a row. This song tied our Song of the Day from yesterday, How Do You Talk to an Angel by The Heights. This song tied it at being number one for 2 weeks. This song went number one on April 6th of 1974. Now, if you're just joining us, do you know what TV show this was the same theme song of? Think in the genre or kind of the show type of American Bandstand, but it was not Bandstand.
Soul Train.
That's right. This is called TSOP, or The Sound of Philadelphia, from MFSB, featuring The Three Degrees.
Hello, I'm Don Cornelius. I can't get as low as he could.
He had a great voice,
didn't
he?
Yeah, he did. He was so smooth.
Yes, he was.
I mean, it's just almost like he took from Dick Clark and even made it better, mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, it's
just... I loved when he interviewed people, too. It was
flawless.
Great.
Yeah, great voice. So that is our Song of the Day. We've got sports news coming up for you right now.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Houston Texans held on to defeat the Buffalo Bills 23-19, and Houston's defense was all over Josh Allen. He completed 25 of 35 passes for 262 yards and two interceptions. Allen was also sacked a career high 8 times. Houston, after starting 0-3, has won 3 in a row with Davis Mills in at quarterback and improved to 6-5, while Buffalo falls to 7-4. In the NBA, Tyrese Maxey dropped 54 points as the 76ers topped the Bucks 123-114. In overtime, the Grizzlies crushed the Kings 137-96. Sacramento has lost 8 in a row. Magic outscored the Clippers 129-101. LA is 1-9 in their last 10 games. And the Spurs beat the Hawks 135-126. In the NHL, Alex Ovechkin had a hat trick, the 33rd of his career, and the Capitals outscored the Canadiens 8-4, while the Senators edged the Ducks 3-2.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Wake Up Crew.
GNS. With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22. The Wake Up Crew rolls along here for a finally Friday, November 21st, episode 1794 of The Big Show. And it's time to talk about what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Well, on today's What Are We Watching? John has been, of course, now free for, what, about a week now?
Yeah, I watched five James Bond movies so far in my quest to... Now, this is the second watching for me for most of them, but I'm going to concentrate after these five. I've watched my five favorite. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to watch the Daniel Craig collection. So, because I
haven't seen much of them.
I have seen what he's did. He did five.
I guess.
I've seen Skyfall. I saw the last one. And, but I haven't seen Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace. So I've got those two to complete. I've also been binging George Lopez, the George Lopez show. And it's really funny. It was on for about 5 years.
Weren't there a couple of. Was it on like two different times or just
well,
once?
He had one version as he's older that just was on recently. I'm talking about the younger version with the family. And so I've been watching it. I've gone into my Cheyenne Bodie mode again every once in a while. About once every 3 years, I have to watch Cheyenne for all of those episodes. And so I've been binging quite a bit. And I've been watching more football because I'm at home. So... got a few more games.
Don't watch one every Friday night, right? And that's why. Because you're not at football games now, so you watch a little more. I get kind of burnt out on watching
really.
Them on the weekend.
You're on the air. I mean, I watched a couple of games you and Bill and Rod did.
Yeah. What I'm saying is I don't catch as... I'll watch some college, but hardly ever NFL, just because by the time you do Friday and then maybe watch something on Saturday, it's just like you get... There can be overload in football, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I used to get football overload, and that's why I didn't watch much football, especially when I got back home from the coach's show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch any afternoon games much. I might catch one at night, you know, the 7 o'clock game, but it's my nap time. That was my nap time. But see, now I'm wide awake. So I've got my new bed, by the way, and it is nice.
Do you watch TV in bed?
Very little. I fall asleep, but yeah, I have it on. I'm one of those, I watch TV and I fall asleep and leave it on all night. So I don't turn it off. So
is there a go-to show that
Chipper
you watch?
Chipper likes it because it's above his crate.
Oh.
And so he's sleeping comfortably, but he likes to hear something.
Yeah. Well, it probably keeps him from barking at every noise too.
Yeah. Yeah. until my son-in-law starts washing clothes sometimes at 10 o'clock at night. And then he barks at him when he goes by.
So what do you watch when you go to bed? Is it just whatever's on?
Wow, is this 20 questions? What do I watch when I go to bed?
Yeah. Mine is The Ranch, and I watch it every night, but I know every episode.
I watch something that I'm not interested in.
Okay.
So I will usually watch news, some kind of newscast, CNN or
gotcha.
Something that I'm not going to be interested in. So
it's just on and noise.
Basically just on and noise, yeah. Occasionally, if I'm finishing up something, I'll watch it. But when I go to bed, I'm ready to go to bed. I mean, I hit the sack. So the nights that I can't sleep, I go back in the living room. If I can't sleep in the bed at night or I'm having some back trouble or something, I'll get back up and watch TV and fall asleep in the recliner.
Mm. Does your adjustable bed help with your back at all?
Yeah, it's helped a lot.
It's been pretty amazing.
It helps get in position to sleep to me. I think it's been a godsend there. Of course, my mattress was like 20 years old, so
yeah,
anything new was a luxury. The CPAP guys don't like it when I go back to the recliner and turn my CPAP machine off.
True.
But I can't carry it with me. It's too much trouble to unplug it and carry it somewhere else.
Yeah. The adjustable bed kept me from wanting to go to the recliner because I could sit up in the bed.
Yeah. And sometimes I do that. The TV's not really where I want it to be now because it's over in the corner, so it's to my right.
Mm.
And I wish it were like right in front of me. So
it's pretty sweet. Mine's right in front of me. It's between two closets.
Yeah, I've got to get somebody to move it.
Oh.
Don't tell him. That's going to be my Christmas gift.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, you don't have to give me anything for Christmas. I move my TV over here. But I've got a dresser. See, I have a mirror dresser, and I'll have to take that mirror off, which is okay. I mean, I can.
Can you move your dresser down?
Well, I don't really ever really look at it. I look at the one in the bathroom.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Now that you know all about me, what did you watch?
The Ranch.
Is that all?
Well, that's my evening.
Oh, you
my
fall
nighttime fall asleep show.
See, now it's too good for me. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'd be watching it.
Well, it is like the almost 40th time I've watched through the whole thing, so I kind of know it all by heart. So it's just listening to it mainly.
Well, I watch Perry Mason sometimes,
just a drama to make you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, right now our time 7:28. It's the Wake Up Crew, and that's what we're watching. Stay with us. We'll have more as we wrap up this Friday.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff. And the residents, we've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 on the Wake Up Crew, Friday morning, November 21st. Fall, or make that Thanksgiving break, is next week, all week for the county school students. Big old time.
Yeah, and happy birthday today to Danny Tollison, Elena Donde, Amy Polina, and Ann Cross. Tomorrow, Rick Thigpen, Joe Palmer, Ryan Williamson, and Tommy Thomason.
Those are the names that we had coming into the morning, and I understand that we've got a few phone calls here. I can see it blinking, and a text or two. So if you've called or texted in this morning, we've got the name, so we'll have it on here at the top of the hour. If you haven't, birthdays, anniversaries, 21st, 22nd, let us know now, 615-893-1450.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today, showers in the area. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 60. And then a few showers can linger into Saturday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning. Building out here in the normal spot. So this time of the morning, 65 south at Trinity Lane. Still having to put up with some pretty heavy rain showers and rush hour traffic. If you're headed towards Chattanooga, give yourself extra time. There's a terrible crash over Montego Mountain. It's got traffic clogged up pretty good. 24 eastbound at the 134 mile marker. Again, that's in Marion County. There, as you head towards Chattanooga, extra travel time is definitely needed. When you need dependable towing for your car and truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Significant improvements at Old Fort Park are now complete, offering Rutherford County residents exciting new features just in time for the holiday season. The Murfreesboro Park now boasts a brand new artificial turf field, LED lighting, modern fencing, batting cages, covered seating, and pedestrian-friendly upgrades. The parking lot has also been renovated to improve accessibility and reduce flooding risk, thanks to collaboration with the city's Water Resource Department. Murfreesboro City leaders say that the park's first major upgrade in over 50 years will allow for round use for local teams and visitors, excluding lighting conditions. As residents begin to enjoy the park's new amenities, they should also be aware of a citywide closure during the Thanksgiving holiday. Murfreesboro City Hall and most municipal offices will be closed Thursday and Friday, November 27th and 28th. This includes solid waste services, with Thursday's garbage routes being collected on Friday. Murfreesboro Transit will not operate on either day. Parks and recreation facilities, including Old Fort and Bloomfield Links golf courses, will be closed Thanksgiving Day, but reopen on Friday, weather permitting. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County schools will remain closed for the entire week. In Smyrna, Town Hall will also be closed on both days, though emergency services like fire and police will remain operational. The same applies to Laverne and throughout Rutherford County, where essential emergency personnel will continue working through the holiday. That's all for now. If you're looking for more local news in a quick and digestible format, but want more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. The food.
Howard County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless season. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, it's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. And time for John and I to try our hand at trivia this morning. This could be a little bit of anything, I
think. It's general trivia.
Okay.
I'm your host. You will be answering the questions.
You're not going to help answer?
It's not multiple choice.
Okay.
So I know you don't like that.
I don't.
But I think they're easy enough, maybe. Which famous play features a character named Romeo?
Romeo and Juliet?
That's right. That's right. You're off to a great start. What is the largest mammal in the world?
Largest mammal.
I'll give you a clue. Ocean.
I'm going to say the whale.
What kind of whale? What color?
The great white whale.
No, that's a great white shark.
Oh.
The blue whale.
The blue whale.
But I'm going to give you
the
big blue whale. It to you.
Okay.
What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
That's correct. You're 3 for 3. Who is known as the father of the United States and the first president of the country?
I need to phone a friend on that one. I'm going to say George Washington.
That is correct, my friend. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
This is why you should be in school, kids.
Who painted the Mona Lisa? You know this answer. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
That's not Picasso, is it?
No, it was Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci. That was my second guess.
4-1. 4-1. What popular ice cream flavor is typically made with crushed cookies? Come on, give me a break.
Is that pecan, butter pecan? No, I'm going to go cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
Ooh, boy. I want to say it's the Indian Ocean, but it's probably not. Let's see. Pacific.
That's right. That's correct. No, you don't get... I wanted to say.
I was being facetious.
Here's a tough one.
Oh, great.
I got this one on your level, and I think it's working, right?
Sort of, yeah.
In the story of Snow White, how many dwarfs are there?
7.
That's right. Who is the king of the gods in Greek mythology?
Zeus, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
I was thinking Thor for a second.
What do bees collect to make honey?
That would be pollen.
I'm sorry, it's nectar.
Oh. Well, bee pollen.
Nectar.
Okay.
In what galaxy? Okay. In what galaxy is our solar system located? What galaxy?
The Butterfinger? I mean the Milky Way.
Milky Way. Don't get cute. Don't get cute. You're not that good. Okay?
I've only missed 2.
Which planet is known as the blue planet?
I think that's Neptune.
No, it's Earth, you idiot.
Oh, is it?
It is Earth.
Okay.
Which geometric shape has 4 equal sides and 4 right angles?
A square.
You're absolutely correct. What is the main ingredient in the dish sushi? Sushi, sorry.
The main ingredient, I would think some type of seafood or rice.
Rice is the answer.
Okay. Now, I always have rice.
Now,
I got it.
1 minute of tougher trivia questions. You did great on that. Let me skip down. That's too hard. What is the rarest blood type among humans?
O.
That's what I am. No, it's not right. It's AB negative.
AB negative. Okay, I never would have got that.
How many wives did King Henry VIII have?
17.
6. Well, they got a little harder, and so did your answers. In which year did Serena Williams win her first Grand Slam singles title? It was not in the
2000s. 1998.
Oh, man, you were close. 1999, the U.S. Open. In what year and which city were the first modern Olympic Games held?
Greece. Athens, Greece.
That's right. You don't know the year, do you?
No, I don't.
Just
have
kidding.
A clue.
That's trivia.
All right.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big GTV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, working on getting out of here on a Friday morning, November 21st. It's Thanksgiving next week. Kids are out of school, big time. Holiday season is here. So get ready to enjoy that big, nice weekend coming up. Want to say good morning to Dominique Watts. That is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. She was nominated for being there for her friends and family and the compassion that she shows in all that she does. So that's Dominique Watts, today's good neighbor, from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Great gift ideas, I'm telling you, at South Academy Street. Birthdays, anniversaries, just any kind of gift idea. You can stop in and visit with Jenny and our friends at Ryan Flowers. Today's Good Neighbor Spotlight presented by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or just head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get them here. Saying good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. And as we get ready next week to gather around the Thanksgiving dinner table, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From the MTE family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Daryl Rigsby, the dad jokester.
Yeah, what do you call two guys hanging from a window?
I don't know.
Curtain rod.
Replay.
Gotta say it's catchy, isn't it?
Yeah. Hearing it the second time, I thought it was better.
I think I said it better the second time. I'm not a professional like you are. You have to take that in consideration.
Well, yeah. And I was thinking, curtain rod, huh? Curtain rod,
yeah.
Got it.
You remember the old curtain rod?
Yeah. Is Rod Edwards' brother's name Curt?
That's what I thought, too, when I said that, you know?
That's the only Rod that I know, really.
Yeah. I used to call him Rodney when he worked at school.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just to make him mad.
Did he didn't like Rodney?
No, he didn't like Rodney.
Oh, that's good.
What are you doing,
Rodney? That's good to know. Should have known that long time ago. All right, what have we learned?
That'll be on Friday night, won't it? Okay.
Have we learned anything today?
You know, we talked about so much stuff. I can't really remember.
Yeah, we did.
We went all over the place.
We were kind of all over the place.
I'm at a loss. We did had a little fun game of trivia. What are we watching? You gave me like 20 questions to answer. I don't understand what that was all about, but about my sleeping habits and all that kind of thing. So I don't know, but
I was just
kind of probing questions.
Well, you talked about your adjustable bed, and I told you about mine years ago, and you said, whatever, wimp. And now you have one.
Yeah. Hadn't paid for it either.
Yeah, that's true.
It's that interest-free stuff, you know, and you don't. Yeah. I hate to pull cash down when I can just pay it off a couple hundred a month, and boom, you're done.
I've had mine probably 10, 12 years, maybe even a scotch longer, but I really enjoy mine. It's about time for a new mattress for mine.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no box springs.
No.
Because obviously you can't.
I'm having trouble keeping the fitted sheet on it.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to just say, forget fitted sheets. I just use the cover. I just use the, you know.
Yeah. They do make, I think, these things that can strap up under it. But when you adjust the bed up, your sheets kind of go with it.
It doesn't adjust with it.
Mine pops off of the corner every night just about it.
I'm just about ready to just take it off and don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just can't have an accident in bed, though. That would be bad.
Well, you can put one of those mattress covers on it.
Yeah,
maybe
do that. Yeah, yeah.
Because it can be taken off and washed.
Boy, the things we talk about.
Yeah, boy. Is it time to leave?
Yes.
I think it is.
We need to, quickly.
Our song of the day. You're going to know this one as we get out of here. It's the theme song to Soul Train, and it was one of only 6 TV show theme songs to reach number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1974. Have a good day. Good weekend if you're going on Thanksgiving trips. Be careful out there. We'll be back Monday through Wednesday next week on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today, showers in the area. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 60. And then a few showers can linger into Saturday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means